From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Uzbek immigrant suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York City bike path, killing 8, wounding at least 12, was charged Wednesday in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. Acting U.S. Attorney Jun H. Kim offered up this evidence.
A note that was recovered just outside the truck that read, in part, "No God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet, and Islamic supplication, it will endure," a phrase commonly used to refer to ISIS.
The suspect, Saifullah Saipov, remains hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a policeman. He's confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year and was inspired by IS videos. Authorities also said they found a second Uzbek man of interest in the case. In Washington, President Donald Trump said he's asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country.
Sounds nice. It's not nice. It's not good. It's not good. It hasn't been good. We've been against it.
The program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. Critics accuse the president of politicizing the issue. Liberia's Supreme Court has halted preparations for next week's presidential runoff between former football star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai as it considers a challenge to the first round. Third-place Liberty Party candidate Charles Brumskin issued a complaint of foul play. Court spokesman Daryl Ma said this is not a final stay order.
This is only until the full bench can hear and dispose of the matter from which a final decision will be made by the bench.
He emphasized the court action does not annul the results of the October 10 first round. This is VOA.